AM 2245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Former President Trump has asked the Supreme Court to stay a D.C. Circuit Court ruling that says he is not entitled to immunity from criminal prosecution. So at least for the time being, that will prevent the federal election interference case from going back to Judge Tanya Chutkan's courtroom. There are new details in yesterday's shooting at a megachurch in Houston. Authorities say the suspect has been identified as Genesee Moreno and that the child critically wounded is her son.
There were two weapons of hers recovered on the scene, an Anderson Manufacturing AR-15, which was what she utilized to fire at the officers.
Police Commissioner Christopher Hassig, Moreno was shot and killed by off-duty officers. The NYPD is looking into several people who were shot today at a subway station in the Bronx. The Northeast is bracing for a winter storm. More than 300 flights have already been canceled, most into or out of Boston. The Dow closed today at a record high. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. $95 billion in U.S. aid to Ukraine and Israel faces an uncertain future after clearing a procedural hurdle in a rare Sunday session yesterday. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson voted against it.
I support the freedom-loving people of Ukraine. I mean, Vladimir Putin is a war criminal, but the fact of the matter is he's not going to lose this war.
Johnson on WISN-TV's Upfront program. Johnson also tells Upfront he wants Mitch McConnell out as Senate Minority Leader after Republican senators quickly killed the bipartisan border deal last week. He tells Upfront McConnell negotiated his fellow Republicans into a losing position. Johnson is also defending Congressman Mike Gallagher. He voted against impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Then Gallagher announced Saturday he won't seek re-election in November. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Another local Duluth business is planning to shut its doors for good at the end of the month. According to a Facebook post from the owner, the Ripple Bar, located in the Canal Park area, has announced that it will be closing at the end of February after 6 years in operation. The Facebook post did not specify the reasons that led to the closure, and it announced that a new business would be opening up in the space. The post did not share what the business taking over the space would be, nor when it could open. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is investigating a growing number of fraud cases from out-of-state businesses. 32 wholesale dealer licenses have been revoked for things like unlicensed retail sale to consumers and odometer rollbacks. According to the DMV, two of the wholesale dealers who were investigated had rolled the odometers on over 64 cars back by over 6 million miles. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is also asking residents to report their consumer complaints on the DMV website. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
The Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22 in overtime to become only the second team in over 20 years to win back-to-back NFL championships. Patrick Mahomes named the game's most valuable player, and what made the difference for Kansas City?
The attitude of the team, it's special, and I'm proud of the guys, man. I mean, we battled through and through all the way through the playoffs into the Super Bowl, and just like our whole season, it came down to the last play.
Tight end Travis Kelce caught on video shoving and yelling at Coach Andy Reid before halftime when the team was struggling.
You know, he bumps into me, I get after him, and we understand that. He loves to play the game. He wants to help his team win. It's not a selfish thing.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan on losing again to the Chiefs in a Super Bowl.
I mean, I heard the most for the players. Those are the guys. I mean, it's such a, can't tell you guys how long it takes to get here. Our guys, I heard for the most.
That's 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan. From Super Bowl 58, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at Civic.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few flurries around tonight with a mostly cloudy sky and a low in the upper teens. And more clouds around for tomorrow, maybe a ray or two of sun, highs around 30 to the low 30s. And a mostly cloudy day Wednesday, a little warmer, hitting the upper 30s to around 40 for a high. Current temp is 30.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allbaugh, noon till 3 on Tuesday. It's Tuesday Tangents with our own Luke Mathers. Also, what grinds your gears right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Super Bowl Hangover Edition, Monday, a happier, happy hour. Welcome to it, everyone. 844-967-2789. Your hungover participation is welcome here today. You know, it kind of warms him up. Aaron's going to help us. Aaron's got the board today. He's filling in for Nate. Very capably, lightly screening your calls. But today is stay day, is it not? The former president has to ask the U.S. Supreme Court, according to the D.C. District 3-judge panel that unanimously ruled against him, said, but if you're going to the Supreme Court Monday, February 12th, that's your deadline, D-Day, stay day. So anyways, Dom, what do you know about that? Let's start there.
Let's start there. Pardon me, Crudy. The Hill is reporting at this hour. Trump urges the Supreme Court to delay the January 6th case amid immunity appeal. Just a little bit here. He asked the Supreme Court to keep his federal election subversion criminal trial on hold as he appeals the ruling that he doesn't have immunity from the charges. His appeal sets up a potentially landmark case at the high court over bounds of presidential immunity, and it also places the justices in a position to dictate when Trump can head to trial. And this is, of course, Crudy, we talked about, right? Even if they take the case, if they take the case and delay it, they by de facto give him immunity because he could potentially win the presidency and, what, drop all the charges against himself? The former president has long looked to delay his criminal cases. We know that. He found initial success in postponing the D.C. trial date originally scheduled for March 4th by appealing the immunity claims. Now, as the historic dispute reaches the Supreme Court, the justice's decision is poised to have an outsized influence on whether Trump can push the trial date beyond the presidential election. Such a feat would enable Trump to potentially first return to the White House and subsequently pardon himself or direct his Justice Department to drop the prosecution. Here is what his attorneys said in their filing. Conducting a months-long criminal trial of President Trump at the height of election season will radically disrupt President Trump's ability to campaign against President Biden. We have two presidents, which appears to be the whole point of the special counsel's persistent demands for expedition.
Now, I've got some raw storage coverage, Dom. Others evaluating the filings of the Trump campaign, the stay request, as it's written here at the raw story. former President Donald Trump's request that the Supreme Court consider his presidential immunity claim managed to hit a bizarre and incredibly inappropriate tone by the end of its first sentence. Former Justice Department prosecutor Andrew Weissman said Monday, Weissman was shocked that a Supreme Court filing, which argues Trump enjoyed absolute freedom as sitting president, began with an oft-quoted quip from the famous New York Yankees catcher Yogi Berra: "This application is deja vu all over again."
Oh, my.
Their position is that the president of the United States can kill people, Weissman said on MSNBC. If you're going to be snarky, they might as well have cited Yogi Bear.
Yogi Berra, the New York Yankees catcher. Yogi Bear, the cartoon character.
Yeah, you got that right, boo-boo. That the former president's lawyer had time for jokes surprised Weissman, considering Trump stands accused in the Washington, D.C. federal court of criminally attempting to overturn a presidential election in 2020.
I mean, if you can't joke about it, you're going to cry, Crudy. What are you going to do?
There's a little underlying gravity here, one might think. But, you know, I also like to be snarky, so I can kind of appreciate the effort. Special counsel Jack Smith's prosecution has been put on hold as Trump, who pled not guilty, pushes his presidential immunity argument through the appeals court system. And the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals has already ruled Trump's argument doesn't hold water. Yeah, we've talked about that at nauseam, dumb. So for something this serious, Weissman, again, being quoted on the MSNBC Today, that is a bizarre, really bizarre first sentence. The former prosecutor, who expects the Justice Department to respond this week, said he also took umbrage with Trump's opening with an argument previously rejected by a well-respected judge. "This is just my initial impression, said Weissman. Pardon me. What did he say? "This is just my initial impression. Both of those are not terribly, in my view, strong ways to start." You know, if you got nothing really to argue about, but I know there's a whole long thing about, you know, if you don't have the facts, you pound the table and eventually you just argue, right? At this point, they're quoting Yogi Berra to lead their filings. I mean, maybe for a snarky news talk Super Bowl radio hangover show edition. I mean, are they also suffering through a Super Bowl hangover, Dom? Do you think that's the problem? Was this an unfair deadline for the Trump legal team in light of the fact that yesterday was Super Bowl 58 and quite a good game that went quite late, overtime and all? I think they should be given another 12 hours at least.
Well, you gotta give them a little bit of break. They've been very busy lately.
Do you think
a little more from?
Go ahead.
From the Hill, let's talk practically here. In court papers filed Monday at the Supreme Court, Trump said he would soon file his appeal of the D.C. Circuit ruling. In the meantime, he asked the higher court to issue an emergency order keeping the trial proceedings on hold until any appeals are resolved. Now, here's the numbers. Only four justices must vote to take up Trump's eventual appeal, but the former president's emergency request to pause his trial proceedings, known as the stay, will require five votes. Now, Chief Justice John Roberts will automatically receive the stay motion, and in theory, he could act on the request alone. But given the seismic stakes, he is likely to refer the matter to the full court for a vote. That emergency ruling, which could come within days, will serve as a major indication for Trump for when this Trump case may reach trial.
I hope it's days. Soon. You know, pitchers, man, and catchers reporting, just ask Yogi. I know,
man. All right, so a little prognostication here, Crudy. What do you think? Could it come within days, man? It could be, what, this week, early next week? I mean, that's days. That seems imminent to me. I think they stay away from it. I don't think they take it up. What are you going to do? You're going to overturn the lower court's unanimous decision? That the president can order SEAL Team 6 to murder their political rivals without repercussion or consequence? I mean, obviously, practically, that cannot possibly be the case.
What was Yogi's most famous quote, perhaps, Tom? It ain't over till it's over. You don't know till it's over. Might be over soon, but it's not over yet. That's why you play the game.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Hell no.
And it ain't over now. When they're going tough.
The tough get going.
The tough get going.
Now who's with me?
Let's go.
844-967-2789. Mark, Dom ran off. You're going to have to take over.
Hey, Mark.
And big shoes to fill there. That,
not really.
It's just ridiculous. What's going on here? That, you know, Trump is saying, trying to say that he's a king. Even King Charles found out he didn't have unlimited cosmic power because, you know, the Parliament eventually, you know, removed his head, and that it is just. We've got Rand Paul now speaking against you know, the deal, you know, that might help Ukraine out. You know, Rand Paul, that was, you know, Trump's personal courier with who knows what secret information. Ron Johnson saying, well, Russia's going to win anyway, so we might as well not support Ukraine. If I heard it during the last commercial break, I heard him saying something like that. That it is just a man that suggests that he has the power to order his opponents or anybody who criticizes him death by via SEAL Team 6 is just the Supreme Court should just bounce that on his head. This is just a violation of the Constitution, the principles of the Constitution, and notes in the, you know, in the Federalist Papers saying the president is not a king. He's subject to the law. I mean, that, as I've said before, Federalist 69, Hamilton clearly says that, and that for Donald Trump to make this proposal that he can do this should just, you know, disqualify him from holding the office. I mean,
it absolutely should. And any Republican who goes along with that, I mean, of course. But isn't that kind of where Donald Trump has taken us, where the MAGAs have taken us? So we're arguing whether or not that the president can legally assassinate his political rivals in this country with no repercussions. That's where we are. I mean, it's not like we've fallen. I mean, we've fallen. Mark, thanks for the call, man. 844-967-2789.
I looked up a few more Yogi-isms. Yeah. Here's one that may be applicable to the former president. The future ain't what it used to be. Not for that guy. Could be a sad future, Dom. Could be. 844-967-2789.
Oh, I had a wonderful life. I had a beautiful life. I doing this, you know, if they're coming after me because they're coming after you. I mean, all these things. And it's just, and they keep following him down, man. They keep following down the rabbit hole. This cannot possibly be the case. I mean, so you wonder why a guy like Congressman from Green Bay decides not to run again. Gallagher, man. I mean, what? Okay, you can say what it is. You're going to go work for, you know, in the private sector and spend time with your family. But the leader of your party thinks he has a legal right to murder his political opponents. I mean, that's it. Full stop. That's the guy that you're supporting, and that's the philosophy that you espouse. I think they all got to be thrown out of office if that's what you believe.
Dom, do you know tomorrow is special election day in New York? Santos, the former Congressman Santos seat on the ballot. Come back. We are the devil's advocates. We appreciate when you play along at 844-967-2789. You should stay.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's Black History Month, and civic media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s, time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you play along at 844-967-2789. Let's get to them. Cam from Nina, Wisconsin, you're up. Welcome, Cam. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cam.
Hey, happy Super Bowl hangover day. I don't watch sports, but I can appreciate some good rum. And I know drinking goes on in those. So if they rule that for some reason the dude has presidential immunity, Biden has the opportunity to do some of the funniest things.
He certainly does, doesn't
any
he?
Any president has ever done.
For a streak in the quad!
Like, is that really what you want to argue right now? Like, when this dude is your opponent right now? Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, let's call up SEAL Team 6. That would have disastrous results for Donald Trump, I suspect.
I don't know. He'd run in there even if he didn't have a weapon. Hey, Cam, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Gary, you're up. Welcome, Gary from Sussex. What do you got for us?
Hey, Gary.
Hey, hi, guys. I have a cold, so I probably don't sound like who I am.
But you sound like you got COVID, Gary.
No.
Have you tested?
No, but the thing is, you know what? My wife, we were at a funeral, and my wife was really sick for about a week or so. And she whispered in my face as she's coughing right in my face,
go get her
some water. And I was not happy. I haven't even kissed her for 2 weeks. And then now all of a sudden, I got what she has, you know. But that's not. I'm
Could
talk
it be
about
COVID, Gary?
No, it's not. And so the fact is, I don't remember Donald Trump ever talking about that he wants immunity so he can go out and kill his political opponents. So
that was the question of the D.C. Circuit Court. Those were the questions specifically posed to the lawyer, because if you carry out this hypothetical, Gary, if the guy's got absolute immunity, as is the legal pleading, then what would stop him from killing his political opponent or having SEAL Team 6 do it?
You're putting scenarios in out that he's going to go kill somebody. He's not going to go kill anybody, and you know that. And he would
Hang on, Gary. Let's pause 1 second for a minute.
Sometimes people end up dead, you know.
That's the point of these proceedings. If you claim that kind of immunity, Gary, that is the end result. Now, maybe he wouldn't do it. Maybe he would do it. We don't know. The point is, do you think if Donald Trump has that kind of presidential immunity, so does Joe Biden. Do you think Joe Biden has ultimate, unlimited presidential immunity to do whatever he wants while he's in office?
I think that he thinks he can because he's old and feeble and his mind is
But do you think he can? I'm not asking you what he thinks. I don't want you to get in his mind, Gary. I'm asking Gary. What does Gary think? Does Gary think Joe Biden can do whatever he wants without consequence ever?
I think that he's pulled a bunch of garbage stuff that's going on with...
Answer the questions, Gary. Come on, man.
That's the question.
Is it a yes or a no? Let me ask it for a third time, and I'm going to cut you off if you don't answer the question, Gary. Do you think President Joe Biden, much like Donald Trump is saying right now, has absolute unlimited immunity to do whatever he wants, including killing his political opponents? Yes or no?
No, he doesn't have it, and I don't think he thinks he does.
But okay, do you think Donald Trump thinks he? Because Donald Trump, that's his argument. That's your guy's argument, Gary.
I think, you know, Donald Trump has been attacked so much, he's starting to fight back, and he's getting actually stronger. People like me, as far as I'm concerned, I wish he would just go away. But the fact of the matter is, he is getting such a... You guys are just putting so much stuff on him. it's just pissing us all off.
Gary. I'm going to do the Ron Johnson on you. Gary. Did you see what the man said over the weekend about how NATO should treat what? Allies if they haven't paid up their dues.
We'll that he would actually that. Encourage Russia specifically. Do we have the sound? Hang on, Gary. Hang on one second. Do we have a sound of that,
yeah,
Aaron?
Of the presidents Aaron. Of a big country stood up and said, well, sir, if we don't pay and we're attacked by Russia, will you protect us? I said, you didn't pay? You're delinquent? He said, yes, let's say that happened. No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay.
Gary, Donald Trump would encourage Russia to do whatever the hell they want. I mean, what do you think Ronald Reagan
would
think
about that? You didn't pay the protection money, Gary. Mobster.
I heard what he said. He is just going out. He doesn't want to bankrupt America and have America pay for all this stuff. He wants NATO.
No, I get that. You can say that without saying you would encourage Russia. Come on, Gary. Come on, man. Listen.
We've already had an impeachment about this, right? You remember the Ukrainian when Zelensky wanted the missiles to try and keep the Russians out of Ukraine? And Trump said, first, you got to do me a favor, though. The old quid pro quo. And he didn't give him the missiles. Even our buddy Ron Johnson went over there and said the Senate, the legislature has already allocated this. You got to give him the missiles. Begging Trump to give the man defensive missiles. Gary, now, this guy's going out and making public statements. This wannabe president, this dictator on day one saying, well, if you haven't paid your dues, let Russian do whatever the hell they want.
Not just let them. I want to be clear. Not let
encourage
them.
Encourage them to.
Encouraging them. That is an offensive act. I am encouraging them. Not that I'm going to sit back and do nothing, which is still an act, but to encourage them. That is. I mean, listen, you want to upset the entire world order and all, yada, yada, yada. I get that. I understand. I can appreciate your opinion, although I would disagree. But Gary, this isn't. Yeah, I'm coming down. You say you're coming down so hard on the guy. Well, the guy's an ass. Listen to the things he's saying, man. How can you not? You have to come down on it. If that guy was sitting next to you at a bar, Gary, listen, you bought us dinner, not drinks. We appreciate that. You would not buy that man dinner. You'd think he was crazy if you saw him, you know, spouting out a soapbox out in the middle of the park, Gary. Well, thanks for the call.
844-967-2789. Jack from the Mac. Welcome back. What do you got, Jack?
Hey, Jack.
Well, first of all, it seems that no matter what Trump does, there are some people that just think he's perfect. He's being he's angry and he's hateful, and he's angry and he's hateful because he's being put upon because he's charged with 91 felonies, and that makes him angry and hateful because it's all political witch hunt, which of course we know it isn't. But my personal opinion is, yes, he's frustrated and angry about that. But a lot of his anger is coming from dementia-induced anger and frustration. And my qualifications for that are everything.
Oh, no, Jack.
That criticized Biden.
Ah, Jack, can't hear you, dude. I'm so sorry. Put it on the text line, 844-967-2789. We'll take a peek. We'll come back. Your phone call is always welcome here. Trump. I love how Gary defends the man. Oh, I'm so sick of you telling me what he says.
And what
it's
he
so
does.
Offensive when you make me look at and listen to and deal with his offensive statements. Come back. More devils. We hardly ever offend you.
Hardly ever.
Radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Ongoing problems at a refinery in Indiana are causing gas prices in Wisconsin to go up. $3.06 a gallon is more than 28 cents higher than last week. Gas Buddy predicts drivers in Great Lakes states can expect prices to rise another 10 to 25 cents a gallon. Workers say the 10-year plan to make the U.S. Postal Service more efficient is failing. Gary Davis of the American Postal Workers Union says centralizing mail processing has only slowed down the mail.
Crossing a couple states to get the mail, that should be overnight or 2 days, like it was back in 2012. Now it's 3 to 5 days. That's not service.
Only about 83% of first-class mail arrives on time. The goal is 95%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Vanilla Bean Duluth has announced it will be closing one of its locations this month. According to a Fox 21 report, the owners of Vanilla Bean, Jason Vincent and Jeff Anderson, announced the Mount Royal location will close after 6 years in business. The location is reportedly being sold to a pair of entrepreneurs looking for restaurant space, but what exactly the new business will be is not yet known. The Mount Royal location's last day of business will be on February 25th, and it will not affect the Vanilla Bean in Two Harbors. The spring weather that has plagued northwest Wisconsin throughout the winter may lead to severe drought conditions this year. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, the lack of snowfall in the region is a particularly big factor and could lead to an increase in wildfires over the spring and summer. Last spring, more snowmelts helped add a layer of protection against wildfires, but the severe drought conditions persisted and led to several wildfires anyway. Bayfield and Ashland counties are expected to have the worst drought conditions. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. There is bleak news for theater owners so far this year. Last year's actors and writers strikes are taking a toll on the winter box office. The Hollywood Reporter says numbers for the first 2 months of 2024 are way down. Domestic box office numbers are around $580 million so far, which is barely half of where those numbers were from 2016 to 2019. It's an age-old story. A boy from humble beginnings sets out to forge a path and becomes a big star doing porn. Super Sex is the story of adult film actor Rocco Siffredi. The Italian language film has lots of sex, which should make viewers less irritated about having to read subtitles, if they even notice them. The reaction to the trailer from Netflix subscribers has been mixed. Super Sex drops on Netflix March 6th, rated PG. Ah, just kidding. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few flurries around tonight with a mostly cloudy sky and a low in the upper teens. And more clouds around for tomorrow, maybe a ray or two of sun, highs around 30 to the low 30s. And a mostly cloudy day Wednesday, a little warmer, hitting the upper 30s to around 40 for a high. Current temp is 30.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Super Bowl Hangover Monday edition, going into the happier happy hour, rolling through it. Sad but true, only half an hour left for your phone calls. 844-967-2789. But I was checking the text line as promised, Dom. Here are a few of the thoughts there. This one coming in. Oh, new one. Somebody jumped ahead here. Ross texting in from Lake Mills. Trump stated you have to pay your bills concerning NATO? Are you kidding me? Double exclamation point. This freak refuses to pay his attorneys, his employees, and the list goes on. What a hypocrite and a loser. For those that did not hear the statements made, you know, some might be jumping in the car right now. The president over the weekend, the former president, just for clarity's sake, Donald Trump. And I know there's a lot of trash talking going on about Joe Biden, and the special counsel said he's old. We know Joe's old. I will tell you this, both the special counsel's report and the press conference that came thereafter didn't change anybody's mind. Whatever your perception of Joe Biden going into that report and that press conference, your mind wasn't changed. So let's just be clear on that for all the righties that think, oh, for those that saw that press conference, they're absolutely convinced. Well, you're either convinced that Joe is capable of governing, which I think he is, or you're convinced he's not, and we're probably not going to change your mind. But anyways, the former president, he made a statement this weekend, and I'd like to contrast that. Soon as our pal over here, Aaron, he's working the phones as well. Lots of you want to get him on board. Who wouldn't want to be a part of this fine program at 844-967-2789? But Aaron, if we could get your assistance, going to play the Trump one more time for the late arrivers. Play it for him. This is over the weekend what Trump thought we should do to NATO members. You know, they might get a little down on their luck, fall behind in their dues.
Of the presidents of a big country stood up and said, well, sir, if we don't pay and we're attacked by Russia, will you protect us? I said, you didn't pay? You're delinquent? He said, yes, let's say that happened. No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay.
Encourage them.
War crimes, whatever. You know, whatever Putin's got to do, I would encourage it. 844-967-2789. Because, you know, how do you ever collect money without an enforcement mechanism? That's why Trump never pays anybody. Never feels properly threatened. Mark from Sussex, represent. Got to do better than Gary did. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
I think Gary's heavily medicated right now. But anyway, following your theme on the Vegas trip, gambling, the Super Bowl, and based on the news from last week, I really think you guys should start a pool as to when will be the date, what date will be Joe Biden's last day running for president, and you can throw in a second pool, I guess, as to who would be the nominee when he does finally bail out.
You know, Mark, well, those are aspirational and wishful thinking things. And while I know there are many people on both sides of the aisle that may share your concern about the age of President Biden, he's the incumbent. And, you know, he gets to choose whether or not he is the guy that's going to be on the ballot. And nobody's going to push him out. It's got to be Joe's choice. If Joe chose to step aside, great. If he thought that was best for the country.
I agree with you on that.
But that means Kamala, dude. You know, there's not going to be no Michelle Obama coming in at the convention. It's going to be Kamala. It's going to be the vice president. If Joe is incapacitated by something in his health, we're going to have a clear line of succession that's going not to Speaker Johnson, but goes to the vice president and not to Michelle Obama either.
I don't disagree. And I agree with that. I don't think it's going to be Michelle Obama. But as far as Kamala's numbers and her ratings, then you might have to look for a third person.
Well, because she might be a different candidate if she wasn't under the directive of the Biden administration. I mean, she's a younger, perhaps more vibrant candidate. I mean, I saw her in person about 3 weeks ago, Mark. Well, if she was out there, and she'll certainly be out there on the campaign trail as a surrogate, you know, she's on the ballot as well. But if she was the top of the ticket, Mark, I think you'd see a different Kamala Harris. It is not her job to outshine the boss at this point in her career, if you know what I'm saying.
And I agree with you on that. However, if you take a look at what she has more gaffes than Joe Biden has.
All right, let me ask you, Mark, if it's not Donald Trump, regardless of pool or not pool, I mean, I like your idea. That'd be fun to see. I think it'd still be Joe Biden unless something unforeseen happens, but, you know, actuary tables happen. Let's talk about the Republican ticket. Obviously, we have Donald Trump going through his own issues as well. We can articulate them. We don't have that kind of time. But if for some reason it's not Trump, Mark, who do you think is the savior for the Republican side?
That's a great question, too. But again, we've been going through the primaries. We started out with, what, 7-8 different people. I mean, obviously, I think Nikki Haley would be a contender. I think there would be other people that were in that primary race that would come back into the picture. I mean, I don't know. That's a great question. And
Mark, do you think there's any appetite for Nikki Haley? I mean, I went out to Nevada and it was depressing. If I was, you know, looking for a story about Nikki Haley, there weren't any. They were nothing but bad news for Nikki Haley coming out of Nevada. And then you got South Carolina coming up, a week from Tuesday. And it's not going to be anything but a bloodbath for her in the state she won the governorship in. Mark, she does not appeal to the broader MAGA base. And you got to say at this point, the MAGA is the base of the Republican Party. You can't differentiate and say somehow they're different entities, can you?
I agree with you.
So are you in the base, Mark?
I am not. But if you were off, but if Trump was off the ballot,
yeah,
I think there would be a lot more, you know, camaraderie between our party, because right now Trump overwhelms it with all these stupid, idiotic statements. So, again, I'm not a Trump fan.
I agree with you, Mark, and I think that's a great concession you make. We know you're a little right of center, or at least have advocated for a few conservative points of view. Let me ask you this. What is the big opposition to Joe Biden? I first saw this at a massive Trump rally in Des Moines, Iowa, a couple years ago. That was right when the Let's Go Brandon and F Joe Biden was blowing up and everybody was eating deep fried butter on a stick. And everyone was happy to see Trump on a early fall Saturday night when there was a rival football game with like 40, 45,000 people. And Mark, I could understand the appeal of Trump, but I've never understood where this animus for Joe Biden comes from. Can you explain that in like less than 1,000 words to me?
Well, here's my opinion on it. I don't think Joe Biden's calling the shots. And I don't think the Republican Party thinks that he's calling the shots. I think that he came in, he was going to be this big unifier. He was going to unite the country, blah, blah, blah. And he has done nothing but divide it even more, along with Trump. I'm not going to.
No, some bipartisan stuff went through, Mark. Give him credit where credit due. Joe Biden got some bipartisan stuff across the aisle passed with the opposition party, mostly investment stuff. And I thought it was good governance stuff. I thought it was a good vote for Republicans and a good vote for Democrats, because you know what? When they invest in infrastructure in my country, Mark, I'm down for it, man. Aren't you?
Mark, hang on, Mark. If Joe Biden's not calling the shots, then who is calling the shots, in your opinion, or the Republican Party's opinion?
He was a prior president. I'll just put it that way.
Obama's pulling all the strings.
But here's the other thing. Again.
Which Obama, Michelle or Barack?
Barack. When Biden came into office before the presidency, he was left center. Now it is progressively farther left. I appreciate
that. The Palestinian supportive progressives would tell you that is not the case, at least not on a number of issues. And if Joe Biden has an issue that's not currently being talked about in the blue base, it's the divide over Israel and Palestine. I mean, this is a real age divide. This is a real ideological divide in the party, and I don't think it's really being talked about. It's like everyone just wants to pretend like it's not there. But this is a real problem. If Joe Biden has a problem with his base, it's the kids that support Palestine. And it's not always just kids, but it's a lot of kids, a lot of young people on that side. 844-967-2789. And they think our pal Biden is too supportive of Bibi Netanyahu. Annie from Watertown, you're next. Welcome to the show, Annie. What do you got?
Hi, Annie.
Oh, yeah, that Biden, he's a real communist, isn't he?
Aren't we all?
I think we are so lucky to have somebody as experienced and wise, especially with foreign relations and everything and dealing with all the stuff. Gee, why is everybody against him? I don't know. I hear a lot of negativity out of Crudy, a lot, you know, promoting anti-Biden this and this. So that, where does that come from? The numbers against Biden are ridiculous considering all the magnificently, there's been, I mean, successes with getting things passed and getting effective things done. You know, we've got the Republicans standing there going, oh, look at this bridge opening, and if they voted against it, you know, that right. All that stuff. But, I mean, I think we're lucky to have him. And why has he got negative numbers? Why does Kamala Harris have negative numbers? Oh, she's not doing anything. Well, I remember when vice presidents didn't do anything at all. I mean, they were doing stuff, but as far as everybody knew, they didn't.
They're for hanging on the front steps if you wanted them. Talking about the prior Mike Pence, you know, hang Mike Pence. See what doing there, Annie?
Oh, yeah.
You don't like me much anymore, do you?
Oh, well, yeah, you push me sometimes, you know?
Well, someone's got to be the devil's advocate, Annie, because if I'm pointing out polling that is reflecting a number that shows that there is concern with Joe Biden's age, I share that sentiment. But I think it's Joe Biden's decision to make. Annie, would I like to see a Gavin Newsom? Oh, I like that guy a lot. You know, it'd be great to have this young, dynamic, charismatic leader, but that's not what we've got. We've got an incumbent president who's a little bit older, a little bit wiser, certainly better than the other guy. And I'm going to support Joe Biden right to the end, but I'm not going to do so with blinders on. It is not my job here, Annie, to blindly march towards the ocean. I'm not a lemming. That's not my job. And if you're looking for nothing but an echo chamber of the left, I'm sorry, I can't be that for you. I knew that a long time ago. That's why you brought Dom on. I mean, he was such a pain in the ass. Do you know how hard it's been to have this conversation with Dom every day? It's not just you, Annie, it's Dom.
No, Annie, I love you, sister. Thank you. We keep pushing. And to that point, you know, age is a thing. And if you look at the polling, age is a thing for both of the candidates. Age is always a thing. And I agree, but I also agree with you, Curtis. I mean, it's ultimately up to Joe Biden to decide what to do when he exits, if he exits, how he exits. Generally, that's up to him. Now, and again, actuarial tables may tell you otherwise, but if he has the ability, that's his determination to make.
Barack Obama might be pulling strings, but I guarantee Crudy and Dom are not. I don't have that sort of power. I would like to be the kingmaker. Call me. But I don't think I got that sort of power. I don't buy it
for a minute that Barack Obama's pulling the strings. What I do believe is that a wise older gentleman like Joe Biden listens to experts and people that he trusts in the fields that he's talking about. And if Barack Obama happens to be one of those, then I'm totally fine with that. What I don't like and what I don't respect is a guy like Donald Trump who thinks he knows it all, has all the answers about everything. Because if you go and follow a guy like that, next thing you know, you're injecting bleach into your eyeballs trying to get rid of COVID. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Gary doesn't have COVID. He didn't test. He doesn't know for sure, but he's pretty confident.
And I believe it.
If he does, it's his wife's fault. More of your phone calls, 844-96-PARTY.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North
910 AM WBZH.
Less calories and fat, and oh so delicious. It's what every light bread wants to be. Leave it to the bakers of Village Hearth to have the perfect recipes that pack goodness and flavor into every package while still keeping it trim. With Village Hearth light bread and buns, you can lighten up on the calories and fat without losing out on the great taste. There's simply more to savor and nothing to sacrifice. With our light wheat, light 12 grain, and light Italian bread and buns, there's a light, tasty favorite for everyone in the family. Village Hearth, baking our best for you.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, join our callers at 844-967-2789. Megan Dawn's show not coming up next. Megan Dawn's starting a 2-4 show here on the Civic Media Network starting in a couple of weeks. I believe our pals over from Busted Pencils will be coming up at 6 o'clock.
I think you're right, Tom. And there are a few texts here. Not all of them correct. Here's one coming in from the 608. Not following blindly is fine, but that doesn't mean you should be a dick and say stupid. And I can't say that word about Biden.
Well, with all due respect, and Crudy can't help himself sometimes, but thank you, texters.
It does come naturally. They do give me this permission. Not even Biden wants blind followers. Couple of more cracks about Gary's got the people's attention. Here's one about Bidenomics from Chuckster from Racine. The Dow closed today at 38,797. Another record close. Hashtag Bidenomics. 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison. Welcome back, Joe. What do you got for us?
Hi, Joe.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to chime in on the NATO and its dues. And I find it amazing that ex-President Trump, after 4 years in that position, apparently still doesn't quite understand how NATO works. You can go to, I got this off ABC News today, and in fact, it was in 2014 during the Barack Obama administration, that NATO members were encouraged to move toward the way that NATO is funded, which is they agree to spend 2% of each country's GDP on national defense, okay? They don't pay dues. They agreed to spend 2% of their own GDP. And understand that that was voluntary. There are no, you don't have to check a box and send in a check. It has to do with saying that 2% of your own GDP will be spent on your own country's national defense to beef it up.
But now, Joe, you know,
that have spent more.
All the MAGA, all the MAGA supportives, all the Garys from Sussex and the ilk, their eyes started rolling back in their heads as soon as you said during Barack Obama's administration.
Exactly.
Because they did nothing but try to
do anything right. Yes.
They did nothing but try to delegitimize Barack Obama through his birth certificate. And he wasn't born. He's not a natural born citizen. All that crap. I mean, the guy was the best president in our lifetime, at least my lifetime. At least I think he was certainly the best politician in my lifetime. Although there is that slick Willy guy. I think he had a few moral flaws. Not that I'm trying to catch more hell from the left, though. 844.
Well,
Joe.
But isn't it interesting? After 4 years in the job, the guy is still so brain dead that he cannot manage to understand there aren't dues. You just simply are agreeing to beef up your own national defense to the level of 2%. This is not complicated. I just said it in one sentence. But he really likes this idea.
But it doesn't matter to him. He's He's just giving a speech. He's saying what he has to say. I mean, the truth, the falsities, are totally irrelevant to what he's trying to portray, to what he's trying to say. It does not matter to him one little bit, whether they're dues, the percentage of the GDP, or, you know, whether they pay it in Russian ruples. It is absolutely irrelevant, Joe. And I get your point, but we got to stop thinking about this, the criticism of guys when Donald Trump says things like this, like he's a rational human being. He's not. And he's just he's up there as a carnival barker, and the folks are in the tent just sucking it up, Joe.
And do we want four more years of this? Do we want four more years of the way to battle COVID is to, you know, inject bleach in your eyeballs? Do we want four more years of let's nuke the hurricanes if they're coming our direction, rake the forest? I mean, didn't we already do this, people? And do you really want to go down this road for four more years?
Yeah, but
what I see
from Joe Biden is record
economic.
I got a tax cut, though.
Yeah.
Joe, don't mean to cut you short. There's others that would probably like to make comments, so we're going to keep going down the line.
Yo, thank you, Joe.
Beth from Valparaiso, Indiana. Welcome. Who's your Beth? How you doing?
Hey, Beth.
Hi, guys. Just wanted to point out two things. One, the only reason Trump doesn't like NATO is because it's supposed to protect people from Russia, who he's you know, a client of. And second of all, I have had it with hearing older people in the Midwest in particular saying that the Democrats are so left-wing now. Oh, they're nothing like when I was a kid. Oh, my God. It's like ever since the Clintons and Newt versus Newt Gingrich, the Democrats have been doing everything they can, including Barack Obama, to show how Republican they are and how much they really do like big business and they really don't like over-regulation and they should make poor people work for their welfare. And they've been trying to bend over backwards to cross the aisle with these idiots, and now the idiots have become fascists. Quit doing that. Be yourself. Be a Bernie-crat. Stop buying into this stuff. We are not left-wing. We're good Americans that want American jobs, that want to protect our environment in America, that want to protect people's voting rights and protect all human rights, including women's reproductive rights and gay rights as well, everybody's rights. And that's – I'm sick of this left-wing, you know, oh, we've changed so much. I don't think we have. I think, if anything, we've gone right.
Beth, I find those to be very American – centric attitudes.
I mean, I don't know, Beth. You keep talking like that. Next thing you know, women are going to be able to get their own credit card, and black and white people are going to be able to marry. I mean, I don't know. It seems, and redlining, we can't do that anymore. It seems like a slippery slope, Beth. But I appreciate the call.
you better declare sarcasm. There are a few listeners that aren't going to know.
Then it didn't work. You get it.
Wisco Paul, welcome back. What do you got, man?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. After the last two callers, or maybe we should have a female president. They make more sense than most of the guys that call on this show.
No doubt.
Including myself. But
careful what you wish for. We'll end up with Nikki Haley, fella.
Well, that would be better than Trump, for Christ's sake. But the biggest gap I've heard was when Trump mixed up Haley and
Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, I mean,
don't you do it too, Paulie, or we'll have to question your ability to call in.
my ability wanes at times, but that's the biggest gap I've ever heard in the last, I don't know, several months. So Trump has his problems, too. I'm not for these old guys running for president. I'd like to see some young guys, but that's all we have.
Here's one thing I will say, Paul. Over the weekend, Joe Biden's campaign, at Joe Biden on the Twitter, they put it up, you know, all the conspiracies against the Chiefs and Taylor Swift's boyfriend and all that stuff. He put it up just like we drew it up. And then he put out the Dark Brandon meme and one other tweet. And oh, yeah, LOL. Joe's on TikTok now, you know, with the kids. Thank you all for listening. Find us on TikTok, baby. I don't know. Are we on TikTok? Busted Pencils next. Thank you, Aaron, for filling in. Thank you all for listening. Enjoy the hangover, folks.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.